listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. On-site toilets are the focus of a new crackdown on the state's construction sites. There are claims some tradies are forced to travel up to 20 minutes away to use a bathroom when working. SafeWork SA are launching a new campaign to ensure work sites have clean and reasonably located toilets. Executive Director Glenn Farrell reckons a site's cleanliness, which includes the bathrooms, are often good indicators of safety and work standards. Mount Gambier City Council has been fined $11,000 for breaching environment authorisation from the Environmental Protection Authority. The EPA says council failed to apply cover to waste on or before the close of business each day at the Caroline landfill between May and September of 2021. Council's licence requires it to cover all waste, and in that year, the EPA started an investigation into alleged breaches. The initial fine was close to $18,000, but the EPA negotiated with council last year to bring it down to $11,000, which council says has been paid in full. Prepare to say goodbye to the shorebird population along the limestone coast. It's about that time of year where they fly 10,000 kilometres north to breed in Russia and Siberia. But the Limestone Coast Landscape Board's Robbie Andrew says they'll be back soon enough.
They will start returning sort of September, October. There are some which, for one reason or another, don't migrate back and will stay here all winter. I guess those ones just don't breed. But we'll welcome them back towards the end of the year.
Footy clubs are looking to follow the lead of the AFL and get tough on bumps and concussions. In the lead-up to the new Western Border footy season, clubs are adopting the same processes as the AFL to manage hard hits. Michael Bowler from Health Focus Physiotherapy told WIN News, "We need to take the most care when it comes to the juniors.
A developing brain, and so it becomes really far more important to be more conservative with those once it allows them more time for that to recover."